So coming up next is a flashback here on the Bathrop Spears Broadsides January 12th, 2023 show. We're going to go all the way back 20 years to the February 12th, 2003 show. And it's generally pretty audible. Maybe not that laudable, but who knows? Maybe you may find something of interest. It's co-hosted a bit, or actually he's one of my guests rather than a co-host at this point, a fellow named Jeffrey Gale, who was also co-host of mine for a time. He was very interested in free radio. And the main subjects of the netcast, in this case it was a broadcast, but now of course we're doing netcasts, was, at first you'll be hearing some on-the-street interviews with a cop stop by Officer Brandt of an open container, and then two individuals ticketed for camping. And finally, an interview with Sherry Connable, who is an activist concerned with homeless civil rights and other community issues, particularly was concerned with selective enforcement, and tried to get the city council way back then to follow the recommendation of the police review board, which was killed about a month before this particular broadcast, by the new city council headed by Emily Riley and Mike Rotkin and Cynthia Matthews and Ed Porter. That was the police review board that actually, it had some powers, but it generally chose not to use them, and it was very much influenced by the tendency to, the people who were appointed to the board by the city council were right-wingers. They were conservative. They were not interested in really examining in a rigorous way police misbehavior in Santa Cruz. And so the board lasted from 1994, actually 95, but came into being formally in 94, all the way to the first month of 2003 when it was defunded and essentially destroyed. And the functions were turned over to the police auditor, who was a completely tamed individual who had originally been the attorney for the police review board, kind of the independent attorney, but he wasn't so independent and is in his later days, as far as I'm concerned, although I don't have a good way of analyzing what he did, because police records in that regard were during this 20-year period when he was the substitute for the police review board, the CPRB, as it was called. He was examining these records privately, secretly, without public access. And he didn't make public reports in any written way. For the first time, I think it was this year or the year before, you had a new public, I guess it was called a police auditor, who was there. And there was more, at least, the appearance of criticism of some police actions or concerns about some things, which actually I haven't really talked about. Maybe I will at some point hold my nose and try to delve into that. But it was a subject of some heat, not so much in this broadcast that you're going to hear as in the ones surrounding this. If you go back to the January, February of 2003, there was a lot of anger, at least from some of us, at the police review board when it actually began to start looking into real issues of selective enforcement, racial discrimination, abusive use of force. It was torn apart and dismantled by the city council. So was that period. And if you want to, as I said, you can actually go to the Huff website and hear old shows around those months, which talked about it in some detail, or at least in more detail than this show. This show also gets into the war. The Iraqi war was about to hit in full force, shock and awe, or, the infamous Bush war crimes, which are now being kind of eclipsed by the Ukraine. It's really, I want to call it a fiasco, the Ukraine sort of prelude to World War III is how I view it. You'll hear the attempts of some people like my co-host, or I guess my guest on this show, later co-host, Jeffrey Gale, to get the Civic Auditorium, to get as a, or the Del Mar Theater as a, to hold special meetings on the war, to get a, mobilize the community against the, and stop the bombing that was looming and impending that Bush then did the next month. There's also a long segment on the Beckerbacker Becky Johnson's hopscotch chalking trial, and she describes this in some detail. This is the attempt to, this was the actual, she was arrested for chalking on the sidewalk political messages, which was in erasable chalk. And this was an example of the collusion between the courts, the police, and the politicians, in my view, although I don't have any smoking gun or documentation that suggests a conscious and articulated conspiracy. But the determination to go after Johnson and others who are concerned about the tightening of the laws downtown, the anti-homeless laws, the so-called downtown ordinances, which are discussed somewhat and which regular listeners may be familiar with, was the occasion for this attack on Johnson for chalking. They didn't have to do it. They had sufficient support on a pseudo-progressive city council that was actually quite reactionary, which is almost always the case with the city council I've seen here in Santa Cruz over the years. But you'll be hearing that. You'll also be hearing a few old familiar voices from those of you who remember the old times, Skidmark Bob, the V-Man, and one of the pioneers of free radio, kind of predated Santa Cruz free radio, Tom Rebelli. And that's what you got coming at you. There is also going to be, if you want to get back to 2023, there's going to be a protest coming up next Thursday at 10 o'clock in Felton at the Mountain Resource Center, which has been reportedly driving homeless people out into the rain, refusing to allow them access to recharge their phones, and treating them as sort of subhuman critters who have to be kept away, kind of like the coyotes, I guess, or something. And it's be talking, I think, more about it on Sunday, hopefully, and then we'll be doing something about it, which is something that those of us with Homeless United for Friendship and Freedom, HUF, used to do quite regularly, or at least with some frequency, in the old days. And now it's, who knows, maybe we're picking up where we left off. And if you have questions about any of these thing you hear on the air here, which I'll have to spark my memory, and I guess it probably will, and I can give you information about the upcoming protest if you're interested, you're welcome to join us. I'm hoping to turn out a flyer about it and maybe even post something on Santa Cruz Indie Media, which I actually have written a few recent stories about the shutting off of shelter by the city mangler, Matt Huffaker, downtown closing the Civic Auditorium on the eve of a furious rainstorm, and is the determination to close again the Santa Cruz Free Guides Depot Park pop-up teeny tiny shelter that I guess will be open for a few more days, but then is due to close. In Felton, there is no shelter. I'm told that the churches, they got lots of space. Apparently, they need more space in their hearts, and they don't have it. They don't mind keeping their buildings empty, even though these are the times when they really need to be opening them up. So we're going to go directly into the theme song of the old Bathrop Spears broadsides of 2003. That theme song is called Land, and it's about the homeless and land. So enjoy, and well, here it is.